In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Amen.
At first hearing, the scriptures set before us tonight sound like voices speaking past each other, promises and realities that seem unable to share the same sentence, let alone the same world. Isaiah sings of a child who carries authority on small shoulders, authority that does not diminish but widens with time. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, a kingdom without end, a throne rooted in David's line, peace stretching beyond history's horizon. And yet we know how the story actually does enter into the world. A child born into a family turned away at the door. A savior whose first shelter is borrowed straw. We hear of a mighty king, but we meet a newborn wrapped in a cloth and laid where animals feed. We hear of a prince of peace, but we know of a child born of an unwed mother, his legitimacy questioned before he can even speak. We hear of a king on David's throne, but we know a man whose life ends not in coronation, but in a courtroom charade, his execution the result of fear, politics, and betrayal by his own people. This is the sharp edge of Christmas, the distance between prophecy and practice, between what we expect of God and what God actually chooses to do and to be. Not force, but frailty. Not domination, but dependence. God chooses vulnerability. And nowhere is that clearer than with Mary. Young, Galilean, confused, troubled, trying to find footing in a world suddenly unrecognizable. She does not understand everything. She does not control anything. She simply says yes, with a body that can be wounded and a future that can be broken. And through that openness, because of that yes, and through that risk, the eternal enters time. Not in a palace, but in a manger. Not at the center of empire, but in a forgotten corner of it. Not through strength, but through surrender. And it is from this place, from the womb of an unwed mother, from the feeding trough in Bethlehem, that the gospel is first spoken aloud. Good news. Good news, because in this birth, God's justice steps onto human ground. God's peace takes on breath and a heartbeat. It should not surprise us, I suppose, that this announcement comes first to shepherds, people whose hands smell of animals, whose testimony is suspect, whose lives sit far from respectability. Angels are sent not to kings or scholars, but to those whose society has pushed aside. Of all the moments since time began, out of all the rulers and sages and prophets and priests, this is the hour, and these are the people to whom heaven says, "Do not be afraid." Good news of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior. The angels do not announce an idea. They announce a body. Justice with skin on it. Peace breathing cold night air. This is God's way as it has always been. The story is entrusted to the least of messengers. Paul would later remind the church of this truth, that not many were powerful, not many were impressive, not many were well-born, not many were wise. God chooses the foolish, the weak, the overlooked. God chooses what the world dismisses and calls it holy. And here we are tonight in our own unsettled moment, longing, perhaps aching for peace. We hear the angels sing of peace on earth, and we wonder what that could possibly mean in this fractured world. But peace is not merely the signing of papers or the silence of guns. The peace of God is not the absence of conflict. The peace of God is the presence of justice. The peace of God is the presence of compassion. The peace of God is the presence of healing, the presence of wholeness. Peace with a capital P is what happens when love takes flesh and refuses to let the world stay broken. That is the song that the angels sing. And tonight, on this vigil of Christmas, we are invited to lean our hearts towards that mystery, the place where our hopes and our fears meet in a child. Heaven's message remains the same. Do not be afraid. We come to this table not in triumph, but in trust. Here, our vulnerability meets the vulnerability of God. We come not in fear, but in mercy, not in power, but in compassion. This is the place where the broken meet the God who was broken for love of the world. Here we encounter, beyond time and fear, the one who is wonderful, the one who is our counselor, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. Emmanuel, God with us, come, let us adore him.